There's a particular way that I like to think of the practice, different ways you can train your attention. One is through focus and concentration and one-pointedness. Another is the sense of flow, or just being aware of change, or the stream of your experience. And yet another quality is to explore letting go, of just resting in presence. So over the course of this meditation, I'll offer some language that sort of reflects these different qualities. And as always, if what I say doesn't resonate for you, just ignore me and do what works for you. So you might want to reach your arms up overhead, stretch up through the left side and the right side, lift your chin a little bit, open your jaw wide, let out any sounds. Then a really nice stretch to do if you sit a lot. Interlace your fingers. Then you can bring your hands right onto the crown of your head. Or if you like, if you can, you can bring your hands just to the back of your head. Press down to the floor of the pelvis, down to the sits bones. You can draw your navel in toward your spine. And then if you like, close your eyes and slow down your breath. Can you breathe in slow to the count of four? And exhale slowly to the count of four. And just for the next few rounds of breath, slow down the breath, smooth out the breath. And you might like to even bring about maybe 10 or 15% pressure, pressing the back of your head into your hands. Very, very gentle, lengthening through the back of the neck. And one full deep breath in. And reach your arms up overhead. If you like, you can close your eyes, feel the space between your fingers, and then in slow motion, let your hands make this journey down to your lap. Feel the hands flowing through space. And as a way of cultivating focus or concentration, you might like to do just a few minutes of slow and smooth breathing. Again, if you like, inhaling slowly to the count of four. Exhale slowly to the count of four. And let all of your attention flow to this movement of the breath on the inside. And if you smooth out the breath, you may find it enhancing a sense of concentration even more. And then if you wish, when you're ready, you can release all control of breath. And switching to the sense of observation of the breath, allow your breath now to be utterly free-flowing and effortless. Where do you feel the breath the most predominant? On the inside? Taking this time to cultivate a sense of presence, the sense of here and now. Noting the sounds around you. The texture of the air against your skin. And to cultivate a more intimate sense of this moment in the body. You might feel your forehead smooth Could you relax the little muscles around your eyes? Could you relax your tongue in a way that it fills your lower jaw? And is it possible to relax the root of the tongue while simultaneously relaxing this whole mechanism of the jaw? Allowing any micro expressions to melt away from your face. Feeling the weight and the volume of your shoulders and arms. Can you sense the space inside your fingers and thumbs and palms? Could you soften through the lower back and the buttocks? And feeling the belly, the lower abdomen, and sensing down through the floor of the pelvis. Feeling the weight and the volume, the length of the legs. And the tops of the feet and the toes. And the heels and the soles of the feet. Cultivating this state of deep relaxation, and at the same time, a quality of alertness. And you might bring your attention now to a particular focal point in the senses, perhaps to anchor your attention in the breath, at the belly or the nostrils, or a general sense of the breath. Or you might prefer to use the sounds, the real-time vibrations of sound. And some find creating an anchor or a focal point in the palms and fingers and thumbs, or perhaps even the soles of the feet, can be a helpful way to come back. Wherever you choose to settle your attention, on the breath or sound, or this felt sense on the inside, let this be a time of resting attention here, this focal point, noting the quality of aliveness, the quality of presence. when you wake up lost in a thought form. You might take a moment to celebrate the waking up. Take your time to again relax. What could soften? What could relax right now? And you might again refresh a sense of how intimately you can experience this moment. The movement of the breath on the inside. The real-time vibrations of sound around you. This perception of aliveness on the inside, of pulse or tingling. The movement of subtle energy on the inside. And you may find, as you continue to relax and pay attention, this arising sense of who you are as the witness, the one who is aware, a heightened perception of what is changing, what's shifting in your experience. And as you establish attention with your anchor, you might then widen your awareness, opening to this perception of the subtlety of that which is changing and who you are as the one who is aware. From time to time, you might inquire, what is happening right now? Can I let this be? the practice of focus or concentration is a gathering of your attention, and the invitation to feel the breath on the inside, the sounds around you, the aliveness of the body. This perception of flow, the perception of the stream of phenomena in your experience, cultivate and develop your capacity to be the observer without judgment. Yet another quality we can cultivate in this practice is the practice of letting be. And you might inquire in the body and mind, is there anything that could relax or soften or let go right now? Is there anything that could relax or soften or let go even more? The forehead smooth. The tongue relaxed, filling the lower jaw. And softening through the belly and the lower back. And sensing this space inside the palms, fingers, and thumbs, the soles of the feet. In these remaining minutes, you might like to let the anchor drop away, to rest in this awareness of what is here, what is changing, and explore what it means to let it be. Spacious, relaxed, open and allowing. And you might now release all technique. Just relax and feel.